absolutely no effect on Benson. Benson was quietly talking with Ross about bathrooms in restaurants, hotels, airports.
"Try it again," Gerhard said.
"Up 5.
"Repeat electrode 3, 10 millivolts, 5 seconds,
Richard said. The TV screen flashed the circuit through electrode 3. There was still no effect.
"Go on to 4,
Gerhard said. He wrote out a few notes. Number 1, question mark, memory trace, ham sandwich. Number 2, bladder fullness. Number 3, no subjective change. Number 4, he drew the dash and waited. It was going to take a long time to go through all 40 electrodes, but it was fascinating to watch. They produced such strikingly different effects, yet each electrode was very close to the next. It was the ultimate proof of the density of the brain, which had once been described as the most complex structure in the known universe. And it was certainly true. There were 3 times as many cells packed into a single human brain as there were human beings on the face of the earth. That density was hard to comprehend sometimes. Early in his NPS career, Gerhard had requested a human brain to dissect. He had done it over a period of several days, with a dozen neuroanatomy texts opened up before him. He used the traditional tool for brain dissection, a blunt wooden stick, to scrape away the cheesy gray material. He had patiently, carefully scraped away, and in the end, he had nothing. The brain was not like the liver or the lungs. To the naked eye, it was uniform and boring, giving no indication of its true function. The brain was too subtle, too complex, too dense.
"Electrode 4, Richard said into the recorder. 5 millivolts, 5 seconds.
The shock was delivered. And Benson, in an oddly childlike voice, said,
"Could I have some milk and cookies, please?"
"That's interesting," Gerhard said, watching the reaction.
Richards nodded.
"How old would you say?"
"About 5 or 6 at most."
Benson was talking about cookies, talking about his tricycle to Ross. Slowly, over the next few minutes, he seemed to emerge like a time traveler, advancing through the years. Finally, he became fully adult again, thinking back to his youth instead of actually being there.
"I always wanted the cookies, and she would never give them to me. She said they were bad for me and would give me cavities."
"We can go on," Gerhard said.
Richard said,
"Electrode 5, 5 millivolts, 5 seconds.
In the next room, Benson shifted uncomfortably in his wheelchair. Ross asked him if something was wrong. Benson said,
"It feels funny."
"How do you mean?"
"I can't describe it. It's like sandpaper. Irritating."
Gerhard nodded and wrote in his notes, "Number 5, potential attack electrode." This happened sometimes. Occasionally, an electrode would be found to stimulate a seizure. Nobody knew why, and Gerhard personally thought that nobody ever would. The brain was, he believed, beyond comprehension.